Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about if it's priced to sell, it means you're too late. All week this week is infuriating cliches, mostly that real estate agents made up.
Probably mostly
female real estate agents, but we'll get
Why
to that in a second.
Why would you say that?
We'll get to that in a second.
Thanks a lot. Hello. All right, I have a lot to say about that. Oh my gosh. Wonder what the number is. I'd like to know the national average of female to male.
Yeah, during the middle of the show, I'll Google it and find out.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and as you're listening to us, please drop your questions into the comments section below.
Greg asks, "Hi, I tried researching an area in Zillow, but the numbers don't seem to make sense at all. Why are there similar properties priced so differently?"
This is a really, really good question. It's extremely simple. Here's the deal. There's the only real pricing that matters on this planet is the assessor's data, the assessor's completed sales.
But for houses.
For everything.
For everything, but we don't have it all. Oh, excuse me, I'm stepping
on
your toes.
Gosh. Pricing happens to be one of the things that I'm actually good at and interested in.
Wow.
Of all the stuff that goes on in these crazy cockamamie companies that we have, pricing and data really matters. And it's something I actually enjoy. It's the only thing I actually enjoy at this minute.
I will be quietly over here in the corner, and I will face away. Let me stand with my nose in the corner until you tell me it's okay to come back.
You're going
to
get your turn, all right?
Yikes. Woo. Sorry.
The problem with the assessor data is that we don't have access to it. Not everybody has access to it. And since the internet, the MLS is completely online, so we have to settle for the MLS. That said, there's assessor data, number one. MLS data number two, and then there's everything else. And in Zillow, LandWatch, Land and Farm is all driven by people who input stuff, and people are ding dongs, and so you get ding dong data. That's the name of a show.
It is. Well,
so Zillow specifically is truly Zillow and Trulia are truly ridiculous. I wouldn't even use them to price anything at all ever.
You know what I see them as? It's like Nordstrom. It's like they're going to price it top dollar what they hope they can sell it for. We all know in the end it's going to be on sale in 2 months.
Yeah.
And that's way more realistic. Or Neiman Marcus. Remember the Neiman Marcus catalog where you get whatever for $10,000? Like, okay, we really don't need to spend $10,000 on that. So, and if you do, then there might be something else going on that you need to check into.
First place you want to do pricing for rural vacant land is Land and Farm and Land Watch.
Thank you.
That'll cut you right to the chase there. The first place you want to do pricing checks for infill lots and SFRs, houses, is realtor.com because it's direct. It is directly the MLS, and they have 100% of the country coverage. Yeah. It's actually really important, and we don't talk about super simple, important stuff often enough on the show.
Thank you.
Today's topic, price to sell, means you're too late. This is the meat of the show. Price to sell! ! You can picture the female real estate agent, what she looks like.
Why is it a female?
Here's the whole thing.
Come on. I know guys that do it too. I know ding dong guys.
I'm going to look this up.
I know a lot of ding dong guys.
What's going on with you today?
Well, I mean, you're picking on us, and I don't think it's fair.
I'm not. It's not. It's real estate agents that I'm picking on. I'm specifically picking on female real estate agents.
That's where you're dropping the ball.
Here's the thing. All kidding aside,
that's not
real
cool.
Estate's really important. It should be treated that way. It should be treated with respect. It's not window treatments that you're selling. You're selling a piece of real estate, and for the vast majority of the people, with houses specifically, that's the biggest investment they're ever going to make. It's the vast majority of their retirement money is involved
True.
In that. So it's not these cliches piss me off, quite honestly.
Okay.
So price to sell.
Right.
What the hell? I mean, so everything else on the internet's not price to sell or on the, on, on the market.
Boy, you this does
it bugs
get you
me.
Going.
This whole week. Wow. This whole week of shows.
Did you go through and look at sayings? Or just,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, I
All
did.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is silly. You're right. It's supposed to invoke a sense of urgency. Why? You know, I don't get it. If you're really priced to sell, then just price it that way and don't say anything.
Go on LoopNet. Yeah, exactly. That's price. Exactly my point. That's exactly what this is all about. Price it to sell.
If it is price to sell, you don't need to tell me that. I know it because I look up and I'm trying to figure out why it's priced so low. And then I realize you're trying to come up with get a bidding frenzy going on. But there's nothing wrong with that. I've seen people do that and it often works. Great. Good for you. Don't try to trick me.
This
you know
isn't
what it is?
Some cute
don't
little
Don't treat
career.
Me like I'm silly. And
yes.
I'm trying. That's the point
yes.
here. Don't treat me like I don't get it. And I won't understand why it's priced that way. Don't talk down to me. And that's what it sounds like.
Right.
I understand that. Now that makes sense. What doesn't make sense is why do you think it's chicks?
Well, let's go look. Here, let's
All
check.
All right. This is hilarious. All right, we're going to see. This is awesome. Online, Googling. How are you? This is going to be interesting. I'm curious what stat would have the number of female to male licensed real estate agents. This really cracks me up. I'm going to go with, gosh, I tell you, it seems like around here I know more men. I'm going to say it's dead even.
There's 1.65%.
It's, look at that, 63%. 63% are female. So it is more.
There's 1.4 million.
And the median age is 54.
Wow. That's shocking.
That's interesting. I kind of like that. Huh.
Why?
Well, I like to think.
Because you like that they're old?
Yes. I don't really want a 22-year-old person trying to sell my house. They've never bought a house themselves.
I don't want a real estate agent to sell anything.
Well, that too. But I would rather
have somebody.
That tells
me this is going away.
With the median age.
The median
age
is 54 for real estate agents?
That's amazing.
That means this whole thing's finally going away.
You think so? Oh, because
yeah.
They're not all young kids saying, I'm going to graduate and get my real estate license. Could you imagine? What if number three came home and said that? Dad, I think I picked out a career.
Oh, geez. Can you imagine?
Too bad they don't have the gold jackets anymore because I really wanted one of those.
Whether there's a bunch of cliches we're going to talk about this week.
I know.
So.
Wow. Okay, that's so interesting. You really think that that's...
What
I mean, I think you're right. There's some...
let's look at the other
that
stats.
That could trigger a shift in the industry. Stephen, that means we're doing our job.
I know. It
you
makes
know,
me feel great.
This is so great, too, this price to sell thing. This is sparking a lot of good conversations. Where were we talking to the other day about this? About how many people, gosh, just don't know... You know, you could put your own house on the market. And someone said, well, then I have to have an attorney and to go through the process. I'm like, no, you don't. It's called escrow, you know, and a good escrow title agent, they'll walk you through the whole thing. That stack of forms, they have it all.
Here's some statistics.
You don't have to have an agent. They
could,
do it.
If you're on YouTube, you can see it. If you're listening, I'll read them to you.
Okay.
5.5 million existing homes were sold in 2017 and 612,000 were newly constructed in 17. There's 2 million active agents in the active real estate agents in the estimates. I think this went closer to 1.4, the research that I did.
Oh.
86,000 brokerage firms.
2 million. Hold on a moment. If they estimate, that's pretty, I got to say
lot.
Something. Yeah, that's too many agents per homes that were sold. I mean, that means fighting. I mean, that explains fighting over... listings.
Right.
If there's...
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's 1 million, if that's off by a million, say there's 1 million active.
If you've ever been in a real estate agent office, all their competition is against each other, which is another thing that women are famous for, competing with each other versus men. Men want to work together, build something.
Why is this turning into this? What
you know
happened?
Why? I don't know. It just bugs me, man.
Wow.
Plus, why do they put their faces on their cards, on their business cards? Put their faces on everything.
They do. Well, if they look good. And they try to look good.
See, that's a chick.
You know what it
too.
Is? You know what's funny about that? Actually, that brings up something. It is funny. it's like the photo on their card. I hate to say it, or the bench or whatever they put it on their stationery, is like it's like an online dating photo. And then you meet them in person. You're like, that's not you at
it's
all.
It's like 12, 20 years ago, too.
It was so touched up and altered. It's kind of funny. Okay.
Hold on here.
Uh-oh.
The typical realtor is a 54-year-old white female who attended college and who's a homeowner.
I believe that.
63% of all realtors are female, and the median age is 54.
This is like your sister.
Yeah. They usually have 10 years of experience.
Yeah.
Median tenure is 4 years at a firm. Wow, they do stick around.
Wow.
Most realtors work 40 hours a week in 2017. Median income was $40,000.
Wow. Okay, this is the biggest thing. Okay,
right. Go ahead, Jill.
I want to say this again. This is the biggest statistic to me, and this is why I would never do this. So back in 2016, the gross median income was $42,500. Then last year, 2017, it dropped to $39,800. There's a reason to not come home and want to run and be an agent. That's like school teacher wages.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, I think it's way worse than that. I think it's lower.
Crazy.
And you can't, it comes unevenly.
Wow. Boy, there's a reason right there man, I wouldn't want to do that. I love what we're doing.
Me too.
You know,
I can't imagine doing anything else.
It seems like every time you talk to an agent too, what they always say is, oh, well, the investors make the money. I'm an agent kind of thing. I'm like, well, then shucks, why aren't you an investor?
Then get out of the way.
That's my next thing. Not get out of the way. Join the club.
You know how to do a real estate deal.
That's
why
I'm
saying.
Why
don't you buy a piece of property and resell it?
Yeah. We have a number of people in our community.
That are amazing to me.
Hold, please. We have a number of people in our community that are former agents that did, you know, ditch the license, go inactive, not turn it on, because when they got into this and realized, oh, wait a minute, as an investor, that's where I want to be, A. And then B, for agents, you have to, there's so much more reporting and disclosure and things you have to look up and things you have to do and have to disclose. And I think there's even like extra forms and extra, you know, things you got to put on your website. You just got to handle the whole transaction differently, which I do not care to do. And finally, when I'm talking to a seller, I mean, that's a very common question that our customers ask us. They're like, oh, are you an agent? They think that I'm, selling the property on behalf of somebody else. I said, oh, no, I'm an owner. We can make the decision right now kind of thing. And they're like, oh, it's like an immediate... they're like, oh, they get their, they relax. They're like, oh, this is good. Their guard goes down. They like that. That says something right there too.
Yeah.
So if you have not had that conversation yet, the first time you do, you'll get it. You'll be like, oh, wow. Okay. That does make a difference.
Exactly.
I'm not an agent. I'm the owner.
I'm fascinated by some of this. Let's go back to it.
Okay.
First time, here's home buyer statistics. First time buyers, 34%. Home buyer statistics, first time versus repeat.
Wait. But you go slower for me. I missed that one. Oh.
These are home buyer statistics.
Okay. First time home buyers right now.
Versus repeat buyers. First time home buyers, 34%.
Okay.
Median age of the first time buyers, 32.
Wow.
Median age of the repeat buyers is 54. That's surprising. People don't buy and sell houses. They just stay there.
Median age of repeat.
Median household income.
Maybe it's their, I wonder if it's their upselling or downselling. Well, you know what I would think, honestly? This is interesting. I would think at that age, at 54, I think they're downgrading or buying their second home because now they can afford it too.
Median household income for first time buyers is $75,000. And median household income for repeat buyers is $97,000. That's actually really surprising too.
Median household income of repeat buyers. That's great. Hopefully they're downsizing. Hopefully they're downsizing when their income's up. That's the best plan, I think.
Typical home purchase is 1,870 square feet, and it was built in 91, 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. No surprise there at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit bigger than I thought it would be.
It's true.
We live in tiny Los Angeles.
It's true.
Among those who financed their home to purchase, typically buyers financed 90%. So 90% LTV.
Wow.
That doesn't surprise me. I would have thought it would have been like 95.
But you know what? Hold on. Let me point out that statistic. It's among those who finance their homes. It's like, that's kind of interesting. If you finance, it's like you either have the money or you don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, sure.
See? Among those who financed, it was 90. They financed the whole thing. The other people are paying cash.
Smart. Listen to this.
I love it.
87% of the buyers who purchased their home, they bought it through a real estate agent or a broker. It's steadily increased from 69% in 2001. That's shocking.
Wow. Okay, wait a minute. This all ties together. I just figured it out. So the agent income decreased because more people are, there's more people using agents, and there must be more agents out there now, sadly, and less to go around.
So my sister said there's two kinds of agents. Ones who just kill it and make a ton of dough. I mean, and truly make like $500,000 a year.
Right.
Like she does. And then the vast majority of them never ever sell even one house. They just have an active license.
Got it. And they're trying and it just doesn't happen?
Yeah.
That's
or they're not.
Bad.
They just don't know how to do it. They're not looking at data.
Right.
If you can get a listing, you can be a real estate investor. It's the same thing.
Okay, this is interesting when you get to this part right here. I love this.
Buyers who would use their agent again and recommend their agent to others, 89%. That's really surprising. That's shocking.
Hmm. Wish we could say that about
title agents.
Where
buyers found their home. Yeah. We're having title agent tragedy right now.
As are a lot of our people.
Jill used the F word for the first time in a really long time about a title agent recently.
I was mad.
I mean, you never swear, ever.
I was mad. Flipping penny.
Where buyers found their home that they purchased? On the internet, 51%.
Okay. Why, if we're finding our home on our own, on the internet, without an agent, are we even using an agent?
I agree.
Just checking. Go on.
Buyers who found their home they purchased, a real estate agent, 30% of them. A yard, a sign, or an open house, 7%. Friend or relative, 6%. Home builder, or their agent, 5%. Directly from the sellers that they knew, 2%. A print newspaper advertising.
Huh.
What the hell is that?
I remember.
My gosh.
Do you remember that? I think that's cool. Remember that? Don't you remember the old days reading the paper? My dad would do that. That's how you would do all kinds of things in the paper.
Sure.
You'd buy or sell your house in the paper.
Classified ads.
You could build up an investment company.
Yeah.
I love that story about the Downey Savings and Loan guy that my dad flew around, you know, put an ad in there and found a little old lady with too much money who invested in him to start this bank, and it got huge.
Yep.
So from the paper, it was an ad in the paper.
Here's some for sale by owner statistics.
Okay.
You know what? Let's save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going way over.
Oh, are we? All right. This is fun.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss handyman special means bulldozer needed.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yeah, we went off on a tangent there.
We really did.
Yeah.
There's not too much to say about these cliches.
These are good.
They're all awful.
This all
they're
ties
all hiding
in.
Something. If there's a cliche in a real estate title, they're hiding something.
I love it. Cozy. I hope that's coming up. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on our podcast. Please like us and comment on what you would like to see in future shows. And if you're listening on iTunes, please be sure and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.